something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. There are two kinds of sacrifices. You have the other sacrifices, which means they're not spiritual, but they are good sacrifices. And then there are spiritual sacrifices. Why they're called spiritual sacrifices is because they are ministered through the Spirit. They are ministered through the Spirit. That's what they're called, spiritual sacrifices. I'll explain that. For example, when we do good to other people, it's a sacrifice. When we help other people, it's a sacrifice. But that's not necessarily a spiritual sacrifice. All right, turn to the book of Hebrews very quickly. Hebrews in the New Testament, chapter number 13. Have you seen it? All right, read verse 16. One, two, go. You see that? It says to do good and to share. That's the word communicate there means to share with others. To do good. To help others, acts of goodness, and to share your possessions, what you got with other people. He says, we should not forget to do that. That with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Those are sacrifices, and God wants us to do them. But they're not necessarily spiritual sacrifices. Spiritual sacrifices are given through the Spirit. Amen? Now, I'm going to show that to you. We begin with number one spiritual sacrifice, Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Have you seen it? Read verse 1. 1, 2, go. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Well, better rendering, some better translations will give you spiritual act of worship. Some will say spiritual worship. Some will say spiritual service. Did you see that? So it's spiritual because it's presented by the Spirit. Now, there's more to that. Let's look at it again. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies. He's talking about your own body. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, your spiritual service. Give your body to God. Because God wants to use you. See, the Bible says that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. When you receive the Holy Spirit, he came into your spirit. But your spirit lives in your body. So your body has become his living tabernacle, the temple of God. Your body is the temple of God. It belongs to God now. So you present your body to God as an act of spiritual worship. That's wonderful. Let's look at Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Say this with me. My body belongs to God. Now, did you notice he didn't say God will take your body and present it to himself? No, he said you present your body. How do you do it? I'll show you how to do it. Well, let's read this. In Philippians chapter number 1, we are reading from verse 20. Read for me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Isn't that wonderful? I love that portion of the Bible. I want to read it to you. I want you to follow very carefully because King James here is very strong, okay? So it might be a little difficult for you to follow. But if you listen carefully, I'll explain to you. He says, according to my earnest expectation, Paul is writing this to the Philippian church. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed. That means in nothing shall I be ashamed. You get it? You get King James language. Okay. I shall not be ashamed in anything. That's what he's saying. Okay. But that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body. Oh God. Christ shall be magnified in my body. In other words, let people see Jesus in you. Let Christ be shown in you. He's talking about himself here. He says he already made up his mind. He was decided about that, that Christ would be magnified in his body. Is Christ magnified in your body? Many years ago, I used to pray that prayer. Oh, Lord, let people see Jesus in me. Let them hear his voice from me when I speak. Let them see his eyes from my eyes, I pray. Let people see Jesus in me. I prayed it and prayed it and prayed it and prayed it. Then I realized that to get it answered, I had to meditate on his word. And that through meditation, his character would be formed in me. So that when I talked, when I moved, when I did whatever I did, Christ would be seen. Christ would be seen in me. Hallelujah. People can look at you and say, you're a Christian. They can see Christ revealed in your life. He says, Christ magnified. He didn't say Christ to come in because Christ was already there. But is he magnified? Can he be seen big? Can Christ be seen big in your life? That begins when your body is submitted to him. He says to present your body because your body is the outer case. This is the outward man. This is the one that is seen in the world. The Bible says man looketh on the outward appearance. Only God looks at the heart. So when human beings look at you, they cannot see your heart. They see your body. They see what you do. They see where you go, how you do what you do. And that's what they see. They don't see your heart. So let Christ be magnified in your body. Can you say amen? Amen. Glory to God. Let me read further so you get this. This is just wonderful. You got to mark this portion of the Bible, I'm telling you. It says, according to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. In other words, whether I live or die, Christ will be magnified in my body. He will be glorified in my body. That's what he's talking about. Watch verse 21. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Oh. But if I live in the flesh, that means in this body, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet, what shall I choose? Or what I shall choose, I want not. He says, now, whether to live, to continue to live in this body, I'm not quite sure what to choose. Oh, gosh, shut up, man. You know, there are different classes here, class one, class two, class three, and so on. Now, I don't know what class you're in here, you know, but if you're of the spiritual class, you got to understand what this man's talking about here. He's saying that the Christian actually has the power, the authority to choose to die or not to die. That's what he's saying, brother. Even Jesus said, this one thing I received from my Father. He said, he gave me power to lay my life down, and he gave me power to take it up again. He gave me power to lay my life down.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 Leveled Radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities, and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Oh dear. What is Christianity? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Don't give yourself to defeat. Don't give yourself to failure. Don't give yourself to sickness. Refuse failure. Refuse poverty. Refuse defeat. Refuse death. Only choose it if you decide. That's what this... Hey, I can read you another portion. I'll read it to you. You know, somebody thinks that death... Oh, God, I wish I could show you. Let me show it to you. 1 Corinthians. If all this don't mean what they say, I don't know what means what they say then. 1 Corinthians. Longra Aktoga Saramande. Chapter 3. God is looking for those who would dare believe his word. That's all. Don't be carried away by somebody who what he was doing didn't work. Our relationship with God is personal. I'll never be moved by someone whose life failed, whose relationship with Christ didn't turn out right. Because I don't know how he followed God. I don't know what he believed. He may have said one thing and believed another. The word of God is made available to us. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I want you to read from verse 21, okay, to verse 23 and read it out loud. One, two, go. Did you see that? Let me tell you something. When I was growing up, I grew up in a church where I didn't hear much except very good stories. Great church. It's a great church. But I heard more of beautiful stories in the Bible. I heard the nice things that God did in Bible days. We worship God wonderfully, nicely. My dad preached to us a lot of times at home, and sometimes he had the opportunity to preach in church. My grandfather was a preacher. Are you listening? I had five granduncles that were all pastors. My grandfather's brothers. One of them was the founder of Assemblies of God Nigeria. He was the general superintendent. So I was growing up in such an environment. It was Bible everywhere. Are you listening? But you see, when I began to study the Bible by myself, I was shocked at what I saw. So sometimes when we were at home, I said some things from the Bible that I saw, and my dad would say, at the end of it, Christian, I want to see you. Then after everyone had gone, he would say, what you were saying today, where did you hear that from? Now, he wasn't mad. He wanted to know where I was getting this stuff from. And then I would talk, and he had marked his Bible everywhere. As at the time I began to say these things, he had read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation four times. Are you listening to what I'm saying? When you study the Bible for yourself, you'll be amazed at what's there. You'll be shocked. Like what I just read to you. Let's read more about the same thing. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 15. Are you there? You know, some people, some of you are aware of it, you know, when they go to a funeral service and they say, well, the Lord has given and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Or you're watching your TV screen at home. And you hear the announcement, with gratitude to God, we regret to announce the death of so-and-so. With gratitude to God, we regret to announce. What a bundle of contradiction. No, you know, people just don't listen to themselves. And every generation keeps saying the same thing. I mean, I was like this when I started hearing that kind of announcement. I grew up, I kept on hearing it. Their fathers gave it to them, and they gave it to their sons. With gratitude to God, we regret to announce. That means we are not happy about this thing, but the old man upstairs did it, and we thank him for it, but we are really angry about it. You see, there was a man who was past 40 years. He went away from God. He didn't want to serve God. One day a preacher got him and said, "Why are you so mad at God? Why don't you give your heart to Christ?" He said, "I'll never do it." "Why?" He said, "Let me tell you something. When I was 4 years old, my mother died. And they told me that God took my mother." He said, "How could God be so wicked? He knew I was such a little boy and he took away my mother. Look how I had to grow up these years without a mother. God, if there's a God in heaven, he must be really wicked." 40 long years, he hated God because he was taught that God was a hawk. You know? Then he sees one weak one over there called, "What?" Until the man shared with him the word of God, he listened and wept. He said, "I never knew God was love. I heard the preacher say that God took my mother. I asked, where did he take my mother to? They said, he took her to heaven." I said, "I don't want to go to God. He's wicked. He's wicked." Praise the Lord. Now listen to what the Bible says, so you'd know if it was God who took your mother. I'm reading from verse 26. Read together. One, two, go. Again. Uh-oh. I thought death was God's friend. No. It must be God's friend. Somebody must have written something wrong. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Enemy? You mean death is an enemy? That means God hates death as much as we do. That means God doesn't want death around us as much as we don't want it around us. You mean death and God are not twins? Yes, they're not. Death is not from God. You say, maybe, but he uses it, doesn't he? Hebrews. Turn to the book of Hebrews. Let's see if God is the one that uses death. Somebody says, yeah, you know, he permits it. He moves along with it. Whenever death wants to strike, he takes permission from God. It doesn't. Are you there? Hebrews chapter 2. Read verse 14. One, two, go. Glory to God. That through death, when Jesus died, it says through his own death, God's strategy was that so he might destroy the one that had the power, the authority of death. And who was that? The devil.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy No. 16 Kosmas Shungu Avenue, Gulf Mateo, Lubumbashi, DRC. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. Wednesday by 6 p.m. For more inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call 085-926-8625 or 099-905-0302 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.